Well, Kathy, how the heck are you?
I'm happy to be here in the month of September.
Right, and we are talking about, we're kind of answering our questions, garden Q&A time.
Yes, I scour through some online forums about what you grow and what you do and how to do it.
And sometimes we get those questions directly, too.
But yes.
What's the first one you got there?
I'm actually going to throw this one to you. I'm making spaghetti sauce and wanted to add mushrooms, peppers, and onions. Will it be okay for shelf life?
You know, we sometimes just can't hold tomatoes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we boil it down to sauce. And I have in the past made spaghetti sauce, basically make marinara, spaghetti mm-hmm. sauce with the onions, peppers, garlic, herbs, mm-hmm. bay leaf, whatnot in it. But I'm told mm-hmm. by those who, you know, specialize in being really, really safe with canning that that's not a good idea. I've never had trouble with it. I haven't done a lot of it. But I would say take a shot at it.
Well,
if you want to do it. Because the nice thing about it is yeah. you have a jar that you open and boom, it's ready to go.
That is really nice. What the canning people say and extension services, whoever you consult with, is that if you do add a vegetable type product instead of just a sauce, which is pretty much all acid, a tomato, mm-hmm, and yeah. it's actually a fruit, you do need to use the canning method. You need a pressure canner. You cannot do the open kettle method. And I do open kettle for straight up tomato sauce. Sometimes, and I've never lost a jar, really.
And I almost always do the pressure canner mm-hmm. because I like the fact that it goes quicker. I like the fact that it really seals it up tight.
Yeah. And well, I like to roll the dice.
Yeah, I like to roll. Well, it sounds like you might be rolling the dice if you add vegetables to your sauce too. But so. But what you're saying though is if you do add onions, peppers, garlic,
yes.
whatever, if you make marinara that's ready to use as soon as you pop the lid.
Yes, you can.
You can do that. Just do it in your pressure canner.
In your pressure canner and follow the directions. Your extension site will have some good information.
Somebody asked, where do you get edamame seeds?
Well,
you get them from edamame plants, right?
You do, and that's to me, that feels like the reasonable answer. But if you've never grown edamame before, mm-hmm. then you can get them at most of your online seed sources. And we can't advocate for this officially, but we do get our seeds at Seed Savers out of Decorah, Iowa. It's a nonprofit. But most of the major seed companies will have that. You're not as likely to go to your garden store, or sometimes they sell seeds at your grocery stores, not this time of year in the Midwest, because people say, oh, I'm not planting now,
they don't
carry the seeds. But people do plant now, and they should carry seeds year-round. But they're less likely to stock an edamame seed, which is a soybean.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a kind of a soybean.
Yeah.
So they're not as common, but they should be.
So next question.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of seasonal, we just planted our summer squash.
We did
about
very
3 or 4 weeks ago.
Yes, it's doing wonderfully.
I think 3 weeks ago. And it's looking really, really good.
We did that to avoid the vine borer.
Vine borers, and also because we didn't have any space, now we do.
That's true.
But one person posted a photo of a large yellow summer squash that looks really large. And they asked, why are all my squash just seeds?
Well, and I'm presuming this person who posted that didn't say that when they picked the squash, the rind was feeling very firm. It didn't have any give to it. They just waited too long. They were trying to get a big summer squash, and that's not
and
how
they did.
Summer squash works.
Yeah, well, they did, and it's
yes.
too big.
As soon as that blossom is dried up, you know, go ahead and pick it, because you don't want a giant seedy squash of any kind.
Another question, what can I still plant now that it's September?
We did some greens. We had some that didn't start, but you just replanted some. You can still
spring. That doesn't normally happen. Normally, if we plant salad greens in late August, mid-August, they do pretty well.
Yeah. So pretty much anything, because the seasons are lengthening, climate change, thanks to that, I guess. But
small comfort.
Treat it kind of like it's spring, but keep a closer eye on it in case we get an early frost.
Yeah. And we're planting, we're doing a lot of cover cropping this fall.
We are planting
stuff we're not going to eat, but that we hope helps regenerate the soil.
Mm-hmm.
And we tried a mixture of turnip and wheat.
Red wheat?
Winter wheat.
Winter wheat.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
But the problem with the wheat is once the sparrows discovered that I'd sown some wheat out there, they went crazy on them. So we have beds of turnips with some wheat sprouting, the wheat that the sparrows missed.
Wow.
Okay, pull my carrots today and probably have 100 or more,
mm-hmm.
other than cleaning and resting them? What does that mean?
That's a typo. Roasting.
Oh, roasting them. Cleaning and roasting them. What is the best way to use and store carrots?
Blanching and freezing. Look it up on your extension site. But earlier this year, we had a great carrot crop, and I made some carrot ginger soup and froze batches of that. We're really excited.
And I have canned carrots, and it's not too bad.
I like to use uncanned carrots. Better.
Right. I've also stored carrots in our pit outside.
Yes.
In the ground all winter long. So that's one way to go. Hey, Kathy, thanks for joining us today.
Mm-hmm.